a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Welcome to this neighborhood. Have any idea what I might have in this bag to show you? Not a live elephant, no. Not a big building. Some things that are pretty light. Before I show these to you, let's take a look at our bean plant. I want to see if it has grown. It has. It has grown. Look. See that? This must be the part of the seed that's opened up. And look at this sprout that's coming out here. Isn't this exciting? Just a few days ago I planted that bean. And now we can see how much it's grown already. Give it some water. That's how we take care of it. Pour a little of this water on it. Give it some more light. And it happened when we weren't even looking. Growing is often like that. You know, people and things and ourselves grow when we're not even looking. Now, here are some things that don't grow because they're just plastic. Carrot. Cabbage. Corn. And beans. Now, real vegetables are for eating, but these plastic ones are for play. And I thought we might just have a game with them. Carrot, cabbage, corn, and beans. Now, I'm going to take one of these away and see if you know which one I took away. Okay, don't look now. Remember carrot, cabbage, corn, and beans? Okay, now look. Which one did I take away? Carrot, cabbage, corn, and bean. Yep, took the cabbage away. All right, now we have carrot, corn, and bean left. Now don't look. See which one I'll take away this time. Ready? Now take a look. Remember what was there? Carrot, corn, and bean. I took the corn away. All right, now what we have left are these two, carrot and beans. Ready? Now look. Which one did I take away? The carrot. What's left? The beans, just like our bean plant. Mm-hmm. Well, I must put this back. Clean up. Games like that help people with their learning. And learning, you know, is a kind of growing. I like doing things like that with you and for you. Learning is a fun thing to do, especially with people you enjoy being with. You are my friend. You are special. You are my friend. You're special to me. You are the only one like you. Like you, my friend. I like you in the daytime, in the nighttime, anytime that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see. F-R-I-E-N-D special, you are my friend, you're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world, you are special. And that's true, there is only one person in the whole world who's exactly like you. That's you yourself. And you have your own special way of growing. You may grow faster in some ways than other people, and in other ways you may grow slower. That's the way it is with everyone. Everyone is different, and everyone has different ways of growing. And you know what? Growing should be fun. Just a minute, I'll get the phone. Growing should be fun. Yeah. Hello? Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. Could you take me if I came over right now? Oh, thank you. Well, I'll see you in just a minute. Yeah. All right, thank you very much, Nick. I was supposed to go to the barber shop and I forgot. Why do you think I forgot? I wonder. But I can go right now, and you can see how Mr. Faila cuts and trims my hair. We'll come back here afterwards, all right? Come with me to the neighborhood barber shop. Hello, Nick.
Oh, hi, Fred. How are you?
I'm sorry, I forgot.
Oh, that's okay.
Thank you for calling me.
That's okay.
I'd like you to meet my television neighbor.
This is
hi. Mr. Faila. Well, I guess I better get started.
Ready to go.
Oh.
I'll put you up a little bit.
Well, I wonder if I could show that.
Sure.
To them.
One, two, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
This
up and down, yes.
A little bit to make it come up.
Right.
Yeah. Now, why do you want the chair?
Well, this way it can be level for me to cut a hair. You know, you have to balance it out up and down. And
I see.
This way, it's nice. Now, if you want to put it down, push this all the way down.
This one.
Mm-hmm. There it is. Goes all the way down.
And up we go again. It's a good chance, you know, it's a good chance for my friends to see
how somebody gets
it.
Now we put this haircloth on you.
This is called a hair cloth?
Haircloth, yes. That's, you put that on this way, the hair goes to the cloth, not to your clothes.
Uh-huh.
And then we put this in the back here to catch some of the hair, it goes down the neck.
It would tickle if it goes down
the
neck.
That's right, it'd tickle and be uncomfortable, and then we put this one. Of the same thing.
That feels like paper, Nick.
Yeah, it is paper. It's a type of papers. I'll put this here. There we are. I'm going to cut some of the hair. So hair will be long today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to short it down a little bit.
But you comb it first?
We comb, yes. This way I know the length of the cotton. There we put it. We're going to use, this is going to make a little noise. It's an electric clipper. It's going to make a little noise. So we're going to try it here. See?
But that doesn't hurt.
That wouldn't hurt. No, this wouldn't hurt. Okay. So you know it makes a little noise. You don't get scared.
Mm-hmm.
This.
That was easy.
Uh huh. Now we can use scissors.
Are they regular kind of scissors?
Well, they're barber's scissors. It's a special type of scissors. You only cut a hair with the scissors. You don't cut a papers or anything because it's
just hair.
It's just hair, yes.
And barbers cut just hair.
That's all we cut, just the hair. Nothing else.
And hair doesn't hurt.
No.
I mean, if you cut your finger, that could hurt.
That's all right, but the hair doesn't hurt. Just like you cut your fingernails, it wouldn't hurt either.
Fingernails.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, that doesn't.
See? I see the hair coming down.
Mm-hmm. Did it take you a long time to learn how to be a barber?
It takes a while. It takes a little bit of experience. It takes a couple of years to be a good barber. You gotta go to school for about a year and a half, and then you have to be apprentice for about another 5 months, 6 months.
But you started when you were a young
boy, I started when I was about 9-10 years old. What I used to do, I used to go to first go to school, and then after school, instead of going to the street corner and doing anything, you just to go to a barbershop and learn the trade.
And I like it. And you started out just doing one thing at a time.
First of all, I learned in Italy, and the first we learned how to shave, and after we learned how to shave, we learned how to cut hair.
By watching older people do it.
Watching the older barbers. For a while, you have to watch a little, for about a couple of months, and they don't let you touch anything. Then after that, you start. Get the scissors and the comb. And
I bet that was a big day for you when you were first allowed to use the barber.
Oh yes, yes. Feel like I was a barber, but really I wasn't barber yet. But that's what I feel like.
That must have made you proud.
Uh huh.
There are all kinds of different hairs, aren't there?
Oh yes.
Everybody has different hair.
Some hairs different color. Black, red, blonde, brown, curly, straight, and I'm gonna put some water in your hair because see that when the hair's dry, it's curly. Mm-hmm. And once I put the water, it gets straight, and that's easy for me to cut it. It comes even.
Oh, that's like a sprayer.
It's like a spray. Yeah, instead of shampoo your hair just to wet it because your hair's clean.
Yeah. People can use those things to water their plants.
Oh, yes. And get a hair with the fingers like this and we cut it.
You sometimes have children come here, don't you?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, the children, some of them like to get a haircut.
Sure. And are there some things that we can do, the children and the adults, are there some things that we can do to help the barber?
Yeah, number one is keep your head still.
Keep it still.
Keep still. Because if you keep your head still, I can give a nice haircut, but keep on moving around, and the haircut won't be so good.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to look nice, just to keep your head still, man. The way I press your head, that's where it should go, you know.
Mm-hmm. You like being a barber?
Oh, I love it. I love people looking themselves in the mirror and a nicer look after their haircuts. Especially children, they love to to look nice.
I know my little grandson, when he gets his hair cut, he looks so different.
Oh, yes. I have a grandson, too.
Mm-hmm.
He's 9 months. He needs a haircut. My daughter said, no way, not yet.
Not yet.
But I've been giving him a first haircut pretty soon.
Sure you will. Just thinking how fortunate your grandson is to have you for a grandfather.
Oh, yeah, it works both ways.
And I certainly feel fortunate to have you for a friend who's taken care of my hair all these years.
Well, how do you like to see yourself in the mirror?
Oh, okay.
What do you think?
You're a real artist, Nick.
Thank you.
Thank you. I always feel so much better after you've taken care of my hair.
Thank you.
Well, look who's here.
Oh, there's my next customer.
Hi, Fred.
How are you, Bob?
Fine. Nick, good to see you.
Nice glad to see you.
Nice job, Nick.
Yep. We're in.
He does beautiful work.
Doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I want mine to look exactly like
it. Okay, you'll be right next.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you very
and
much.
Thank you for calling me.
Oh, that's okay.
Thank Have a good
you.
One, Bob.
Thank you,
Bye-bye.
Fred.
Bye.
Take care of this.
Thank you.
I'm glad I could show you that. Nick Faila has been cutting and trimming my hair for many years. I always feel very safe with him. You know, people who want to be barbers have to go to school and study just how to work with hair, just right. In fact, haircutting has to be very carefully done. Isn't it interesting? Our hair grows without our even noticing it. It grows very quietly. Trolley? Can you go quietly, Trolley? Last time in the neighborhood of make-believe, we saw the big thing that came rolling in. But it didn't do anything or make any move to be bad. And when people talked to it, it just remained silent. Well, let's just make believe that everyone's been waiting a long time for something with the big thing to happen. Maybe they've even fallen asleep waiting. Let's pretend that the trolley goes in very quietly since everyone is taking a nap. Ready, trolley, for the neighborhood of make believe.
Everybody's asleep. I didn't even know that they slept on a... What is it when the mayor's asleep? Boy, that's the thing I'm on. Even the castle troops are asleep. Boy, I'll tell you, this is really strange. Well, you talk about really strange. Now, here's one. It's in. Hi. We can say about him. I'm Robert Troll from the neighborhood. What'd you say? You sure are a big thing. I'll say you were going to be my son about. What? I didn't get that. Blanket. You want a blanket? You want a warm blanket? Well, I don't know where I could get you a warm blanket right now. I don't know if anybody around here can even ask. What? The clock. Oh, well, yeah, well, maybe, Daniel, maybe he will have one. Okay, well, you stay right there, and I'll see if I can get you one. I'm fine, thanks. Why?
Well, this big thing came to our neighborhood, and nobody knows what it's going to do.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, I think it's just going to be about it's just going to grow.
Oh, but it's already so big.
Yeah, no, I don't mean big. I mean from inside, it's going to grow. Make it sound about that.
Oh, you mean it's like an egg?
Yeah, well, yeah, like an egg or a seed or something wonderful like that. That's been getting down by the side.
Oh. Oh, it's not something scary.
Oh, no, it's not scary at all. But yes, everybody has a very nice voice.
You talked with it?
Sure, I like to talk to things. That's making me not understand.
And the big thing answered you?
Mm-hmm. He began, but as a matter of fact, he guess he wants a blanket.
It wants a blanket?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we can understand, Ben. A warm blanket, I think, is what he said, being a sign about Daniel.
I wonder what he wants a blanket for.
Oh, I don't know. Probably just to part of helping him grow, I guess. I don't know. We can see about it. Do you have a blanket that we could borrow?
Oh, sure. I'll go get it.
Good. Okay.
My.
I tell you never know what a day is going to have in store for you. That's really strange, and it's...
Well,
I can't say right about that.
It is, Rory Troll. This is the best blanket I have.
Oh, boy. And that surely is a nice one.
Uh-huh.
That's great, Daniel. That's terrific. Yeah, he's like that. And as soon as the big thing is finished with it, I'll bring it back to you, okay?
Oh, sure. But where are the troops and Mayor Maggie and Mr. Aber and Purple Panda and all?
They're all over at the castle, but I guess they don't know all asleep.
Well, if they're asleep, I guess they're not too worried about the big thing.
Yeah, I guess not. Uh-huh. Well, thanks for this then, Daniel.
Oh, you're welcome. I hope it helps.
Yeah, well, let's get done about it. That's all that matters.
I guess so.
Yeah. See you later. Let's see tomorrow. Oh, that's nice. Hope the big thing likes it. Think about it, brother. It's out of that. Well. Oh, you're welcome. Daniel Tiger loaned that to you. What's that? It's starting to work already. Oh, well, that's good, isn't it? But... we missed that, bro. That's like he's here by this weather. Look at the chute, bro. Yeah, that's buzzing.
Prepare to fire. Shoot?
Yeah, what's happening?
No. I said, look at the shoot growing out of the big thing. That's what I said. Come here, let's take a look. Shoot. It's a really nice one. Let's get that.
There is a shoot.
What's going on here?
What is all this about shooting?
I think the big thing's been shooting, Friday.
Then it shoot we must. Why aren't you shooting, Handy?
Because the big thing isn't shooting anything like a gun, sire. It's growing a shoot out of itself.
What's it growing?
Isn't that Daniel Tiger's blanket?
Sure. Yeah, that's Daniel Tiger's blanket. He loaned it to us while you were sleeping.
And all of this happened when we weren't even watching.
Yeah. Good for you, big thing. Here, please. I didn't get that. Oh, sure. Well, I'll tell him. Big thing wants you to know he's very grateful, and he wants to thank you for trusting him. See? And he also says, you'll see, he's going to grow something really nice for everybody.
Big thing said all of that?
Well, yes.
And you could hear it?
Sure. Hey, I'm an elf. I'm used to listening to all kinds of things.
You're a marvel, Robert Troll.
Well, it's a marvelous life, Mayor.
Oh, that's certainly true.
Well, see.
This is all wondrously marvelous, and I am going home to get something that I think will make it even better. I will see you all later.
I wonder what Purple Panda is pondering.
Something good and purple, you can be sure.
A lot happened while we were asleep, Trolley.
Oh, a lot that was good, Trolley.
Everyone may sound the all clear.
Robert Troll is an elf in make-believe. He says he's used to listening to all sorts of things talk. I guess he knows how to be very quiet and very understanding. Wasn't it great to see that big thing was growing something from the inside? And that growing was happening when people weren't even watching. My hair is still growing, getting ready for my next haircut in a few weeks. You're growing too, in many ways that nobody can see. Inside ways and outside ways, little by little, one day at a time. Next time, we'll make believe whatever it is that's growing out of Big Thing. Right now, we'll give some food to the fish. Yeah, that helps you to grow, doesn't it? We talk a lot about important things together, don't we? About all kinds of growing. and haircuts, many different things. I think most people like to know about important things. I think everybody likes to be told what to expect. I like to be told when you're going away, when you're going to come back, and how long you will stay, how long you will stay. I like to be told, I like to be told, if it's going to hurt, if it's going to be hard, if it's not going to hurt. I like to be told, I like to be told. You see, when I was a little boy, I felt and talked and thought and dreamed like a little boy. And I remember some of those ways. And that's why I like to share them with you. Even games with plastic vegetables. Oh, yes, I like to share lots of things with you. And that gives me a good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new and I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We'll all have things that we'll want to talk about next time. And that's when I'll be back, and I'll be glad. Bye-bye.
People who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation. Doink.